considered to be one of the shortest wars in history, the Anglo-Zanzibar War lasted for an underwhelmingly grand total of 38 minutes. Now, I wouldn't really call that a war, more like a tussle, you know what I mean? But they label it as a war. It was never really lasting long. It mainly was a conflict that built up within a series of days and dispersed within one. But it has a few interesting twists. A little bit of cliche. Welcome to History Buff, a show all about the random and unusual facts that your textbooks forget. First of all, let's do some little background check. Zanzibar was formed by the Zanzibar Treaty signed by Great Britain and Germany back in 1890, which basically was a treaty they signed that defined which areas they were allowed to rule in Africa, and Zanzibar happened to be under Britain. In the tail end of the 1800s, Zanzibar was a protectorate, or a country that was protected by a much larger and stronger country. In this case, that larger and stronger country, as stated earlier, was the British Empire. In 1893, the British appointed a sultan named Hamad bin Thawhi, please forgive any mispronunciations of names, to keep an eye on the region. It should be noted that he was a supporter of the British, which probably helped him gain- it did help him gain power, let's be honest here. However, after ruling for 3 years, in 1896, on August 25th, Hamad was found dead in his palace. The most common belief was that his brother poisoned him, in a very typical spike of greed for the throne. Great royal cliches there. I love it. Absolutely amazing. This idea is pretty much confirmed by the fact that just a few hours after his brother died, Khalid basically just moved into the palace and became sultan. Like, Khalid did this all without their approval. The local diplomats were not happy to say the least, and the chief among them, Basil Cave, yes, that is his name, declared that Khalid should stand down. Of course, Khalid didn't. Ironically, over the 3 years of the former sultan's reign, the British had given Zanzibar many guns and cannons as diplomatic gifts, which I'm not really sure why you would give that to them if they're already under your protection, but okay. So, Khalid's army was pretty well equipped, with over 3,000 men, several artillery guns, that protected and surrounded his palace 24/7. Additionally, there was also an armed royal yacht stationed at a nearby harbor, which I think is amazing that they have an armed royal yacht. Probably not the kind of yacht I'm thinking of, but it still probably looked pretty cool. During this so-called war, Britain had two warships docked at the harbor, the HMS Philomel and the HMS Rush, which had started deploying soldiers to protect the British consulate. Additionally, Cave sent a telegram to the British government because he didn't have the authority to engage in conflict with Khalid without approval from the British government, which I think is kind of hilarious. The next day, on August 26th, the HMS Raccoon and the HMS St. George carried Rear Admiral Harry Rawson, who was the commander of the British fleet at the time. Early on that same day, Cave received a telegram from the British government giving him the green light to engage with Khalid. Cave gave Khalid one final ultimatum on August 26th, demanding that he leave the palace by 9 a.m. on the next day. At 8 a.m. on the next day, Khalid effectively told the British to go screw themselves. So the British, of course, responded in kind. At 9 a.m. on August 27th, the British ships began bombarding the palace. After only 2 minutes into the conflict, much of Khalid's artillery was destroyed, and the wooden palace began to collapse with over 3,000 people inside. At 9:40 a.m., the bombing stopped, and the Sultan's flag was pulled down. It was reported that over 500 people had been wounded or killed, mainly due to the palace collapsing on top of them, with only one British officer being injured. It was also reported that 2 minutes after the shelling started, Khalid fled the palace through the back door and left his servants and fighters to take his punishment for him. Afterwards, the British placed another sultan on the throne, who was, of course, pro-British, and ruled on behalf of the crown for the next 6 years. I'm honestly not sure what happened to him. It just said, like, they put another dude on the throne, and no one cares what happened to him. If you want to know what happened to Khalid, well, he managed to escape with a group of his followers to a local German consulate. The German Navy smuggled him out of the country on October 2nd, 1896, and was then taken to what would become modern-day Tanzania. When British forces invaded East Africa in 1916, they captured Khalid and exiled him to St. Helena, which is an island off the coast of Rio de Janeiro, which is most famous for hosting Napoleon. In 1927, he died after returning to East Africa after serving his time. And that's the story of the 38-Minute War. Thank you for listening to History Buff. I'm your host, Natalie Rondo. Tune in next time for all the facts that your textbooks forget and Wikipedia can't. If you enjoyed this podcast or similar student-made content like this, remember to check out the WHJE website at whje.com. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And always make sure to stay tuned in to the Sound of the Hounds here at 91.3 WHJE Carmel. Today's podcast, History Buff, was produced by Natalie Rondo.